the train always came in at 7:30. So you all drove and would watch and see who was coming in and who was leaving. And that's what you did. And I can remember your mother getting off that train. Well, hell, that's the only person that came in a uniform, so that didn't take long to figure out who it was. So then she was standing there, and I think she was waiting for a ride, and Bert Lauf, who lived right across the street from the depot, he had a big car, and he would run a taxi. And so a lot of the tourists that had homes, cottages, they would hire Bert Lauf to take them out to where they lived. And I figured that must have been what your mother was standing there, because I didn't see her getting a car or anything. The only thing I could think of was that she was waiting to see if Bert Lauf was around to give her a ride home.
That's nice. That was back in the 40s.
Yeah. No other woman. Well, no, there was one of the Williams, you know, Cy Williams' kids. One of the daughters, I thought, was a nurse in the military.
But that train was very active. That's how people actually got around from the cities to Three Lakes.
Oh, yeah. That came in 6 o'clock in the morning, or it came in at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. Well, we had daylight savings time, so the sun never didn't set up there when you got off the train. And everybody went to the depot and waited to see who was getting on or off. And interesting enough, I don't know if anybody will know who, I can't remember his first name, Green, Buck Green, Marianne Allsley Green, her father-in-law, brother, was one of the conductors on the train. And then it would go all the way up to Watersmeet, and then it would get turned around, and it would go back down and then the next day. But anyway, that's what you did. What did you do? Gabriel Heater and Coulter Barn were off the air in the television at that time with the news, so you'd get in the car, and you'd go down to the station, and you'd wait for the train to come in, see who got off.
Then we have one more block that we did not finish, and then we got to go through some pictures.
Some of my pictures didn't turn out. Okay, go ahead.
I'm talking about Joe Louis Bar, or the restaurant, and the Black Forest. What was in between there? Just houses?
There was a house. Who lived there, I don't know. But then a couple of big trees.
And then across the street between the theater and the bank, what was in between there?
Oh, that was another apartment complex.